guess I'll never know what happened that night. You can't worry about these things, but... Well, you shouldn't worry about these things, but you do anyway. I just scrubbed the bloodstains off the wall. A few little dots I couldn't get off, but nobody will know. I took photos too. I wasn't trying to do a crime scene photo shoot or anything. I just don't want to let myself forget about this. I'm still seeing this fucking floater, but it's not as bad as it was. I'm not sure if it's improving itself or if I'm just getting used to it, but it was definitely worse before. It's become more stationary. It used to just blow all over the place. And for a while I was like, it's like I was seeing the bugs, you know, coming up from the side or running away from me. It was like a virtual reality thing. But that's gone. Or that element of it's gone, but the thing is still there. And the face looks almost normal. There's a little bit of a scar over my eye. And I don't know if that's permanent. It doesn't look like a permanent type of scar. But if it is, then it is. I'm up early today. I was up at 8. And I don't know what to do with all this day. But I was in bed by like, I think 11. Maybe even earlier. And I woke up at, I guess like 4:30 or 5. It was still totally dark out. But I managed to do the right thing and just force myself back to sleep without getting up and doing shots. What I did, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And which I've done many times in the past. And I always end up, the whole next day is just kind of wasted. Head still full of vodka. But that's not today. Today's October 1st. It's a new month. I don't understand what happened because, I mean, I'm entertaining a very far-fetched theory that a delivery guy punched me, but that's just like ridiculous. But it's the only thing, it's the only way the injury makes sense. Like, the only thing I could have hit was like a doorknob that would fit the injury, and that's where my theory is, that somebody opened a door in my face. But I don't fucking know. Shape of the injury and the fact that my glasses were not damaged in any way suggests that somebody took the glasses off, you know? But I'm fully aware how paranoid that sounds, but it's the only, I'm not serious about that theory, but I can't help but come back to it. There's no other blood stain anywhere. face would have hit, but I guess the bleeding wouldn't have necessarily started instantly. And there wasn't a lot of it. Oh, that's funny. I was just stream of consciousness here. I saw somebody on Twitter. I don't know who the... I didn't get the context, because I never can, often cannot figure out who's talking to who on Twitter, but somebody just, you know, disembodied, out of context message says something about Cointel Pro, hyphenated Cointel-Pro, and he said that was somebody's attempt to make the perfect payphone, and I don't think I've ever heard of that, but that's not surprising. So I looked it up and I came up with a FBI program called, looks like it's pronounced Cointel Pro, but I just realized it would have to be Cointel. It just looks like the FBI had a payphone program, and they probably did, or at least it's part of this, but it looks like they had a Cointel, but it's a covert intel program, I guess is what it's with Cointel. Stuff.